Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the one and only Luna Lounge Show with myself, Israel Adjozie, sure brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your pack. The details are always below. You won't get it now. Now you're watching the show live. But if you go to any of my past YouTube or if you're whatever platform you're, well, I don't know. You won't get it on Instagram. But okay, you got to go to my YouTube or you've got to go to any of the podcast platforms. And I'm available on all podcast platforms from Apple, Amazon, Spotify. It's all there. All the details of how you can get your discount. The discount code is there. How you can get your Magic Mind. Are you feeling mentally fatigued, physically fatigued? You need some mental clarity in your life? Go get your Magic Mind. A shot of this. It's a little bottle, but hey, I'm telling you. You know what they say about the small axe, right? Yeah, it chops down the big tree. This one definitely does the trick. You want to get... I mean, before I used to take the whole shot of this, but now half of it, I'm... Yeah. Au natural, by the way. Yes. You better believe it. So go get your Magic Mind. Gummy bears are going to... I've been talking about the gummy bears. The gummy bears are going to be here. They're here. I'm going to be setting up the link definitely by... Well, is there going to be a show next week? Am I going to be doing a show on baby Jesus's birthday? I don't know. Let's see how that goes. However, the gummy bears are coming. Nice and thin, just drop them in. You know, if you got a sweet tooth like myself, yeah, you know. If you got that moon in Taurus, yeah, it is what it is. Anyhow, welcome to the Luna Lounge Show. Shout out to everybody who's taken time to tune in. This is a show which aims to inform, educate, entertain, enlighten about the world of the cosmos, the world of astrology. It's more astrology-based, but tarot, numerology, you know, all of the esoteric principles, philosophy, psychology, you name it. We do it here also as well. It can all be roped onto the show. Shout out to the Arts of Astrology. Good day to you. I don't know if you're male or female. I do apologize. I don't know. But shout outs to you. And thank you for tuning in. What else? What is the weather like where you are? do let me know. Whatever. I've got some announcements later on. Of course, tarot card of the week that will be coming later in the show, towards the end of the show. That's going to be coming. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that. I'm also streaming live on Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. So, yeah, it is what it is. Shout out to Denny, Lunar Visions. Rain in Seattle. Oh, really? well, I take it it's going to be sleepless in Seattle, eh? No pun intended. You can see why I can't be a comedian. But yeah, okay, so it's raining over there, right? Okay. And you got Seattle. I mean, you guys are on the West Coast. I mean, like, I always envision the West Coast of America to be warm for some reason. I don't know. My experiences in Las Vegas, I just, I suppose because it's more south, isn't it? But yeah. Cool it off. Well, it's got to rain at some point, I guess. Can't just have sunshine all the way through the year, but some countries do. Did you guys see snowing hailstones in Saudi Arabia? Yeah, in Mecca, please, of all places. Like, you'd never associate, you know, rain. I mean, okay, maybe rain, but not hailstones and snow. Well, anybody who says climate change isn't real, you may need to start reconsidering. Something's happening. Something fun is happening. Call it what you want. Call it as you wish. But something is definitely happening. What was I pressing there? What came up on my screen? Something. I don't know. Coolio. What happened there? I was just fiddling about with some bobs. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. We'll be looking at the planets for the rest of the couple of weeks. For the rest. I said for the rest of a couple of weeks. By the way, I don't know. Am I going to have a show next week on Christmas Day? Trust my show. My show, always. They're always landing on the new moons, the full moons, the eclipses, you know, any kind of festive season. My show ends up on it. You know what I mean? Ain't going to complain. I'll take that. Something to my show, that's why. So I don't think there's going to be a show next week, Christmas. I mean, I could do one. The question is, how many people are going to tune in? It's not that I get thousands of people tuning in anyway. By the way, appreciate to all my listeners, people who listen to the recording. Shout out Brazil, still number one. Still number one in terms of my download listenership, you know, on the podcast listings. What else? Yeah, Belgium second, Pakistan third. I know countries that I would never, but mind you, my astral cartography. UAE, of course, Dubai, all of those regions, Saudi. Shout outs to you all. Thank you very much for listening to my show. I'm actually breathtaking. But I do have planets running through those countries with my astral cartography. People, you need to do your astral cartography to see what countries, you know, it's a fascinating. Yeah, I'm going to be doing more on that also in the new year. By the way, I've got some announcements. I'm going to be doing a lecture on 2025. What is it that we can look at 2025? So people, £25, but it's going for £15 right about now. So it's going to be on the 29th of December at 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. That's UK time, so adjust your clock. Going to be doing a lecture on presentation on all about 2025. What we're going to be looking at, Chinese New Year, Year of the Snake. What does all that mean? What is it that can we expect? I believe Donald Trump is born the Year of the Snake. I think so. Do quote me there. But yeah, I think he's Year of the Snake. Anyhow, so he's coming into his power here. That's going to be very interesting. But we're going to be looking at Year of the Snake. Going to be looking at the numerology of the year as well, 2025. And yeah, things to do, giving you tips, what to invest in, what not to do, what to do. All of that is all going to be coming up on the, but I'll be announcing that later, right? Yeah, I don't know why I'm plugging that now. What's the weather like where you are? I'm in London right now and it's cloudy, windy, and just like Denny Luna Visions, it might start raining. As you just quoted, it's raining in Seattle. It seems like some of that rain is over here as well. It's probably coming from here too. Shout out to Fane, bonjour, from the south of France. What's the weather like there? Yeah, keep us updated. Keep any of your questions coming in regards to, you know, whatever you want to ask. go right ahead. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. What else has been in the news? I haven't been listening much to the news. I mean, yeah, not much. I mean, what has been catching my eye? The Jay-Z thing is still on, right? Okay. Fane is saying it's sunny but cold. Okay, cool. We'll have a bit of sun. I mean, Mediterranean is always quite, I mean, especially the southern parts, you know, Portugal, Spain, France, all of that region, going over Italy, Greece, you know, Cyprus, anywhere along that Mediterranean in the southern regions, they still get the warm weather, even, you know, at this time of the year. It still can be quite warm, can't it? So, yeah. Shout out to Coco Brown. She said, hi, I'm late. I said she. I don't know if you are a she. I'm assuming you're a she. With a name like Coco Brown, it could be male. Don't have to be sexist here. Anyhow, welcome to the show. Welcome. Shout out to Faye. Welcome. Yeah, so show's on the road. Yeah, so what was that I was going to say? Yeah, in terms of the news, what's going on in the news? Yeah, I think the Jay-Z thing, that's falling apart. That's falling apart big time. You know, Jay-Z's a whole different kettle of fish, isn't he? He's got his lawyer. Oh, yes, I'm a she. Okay, thank you for letting me know, Coco Brown. With a name like that, yeah, I would expect, yeah. Something feminine. But yeah, the case, the Jay-Z thing is falling apart, isn't it? I mean, I kind of had my suspicions. The moment is that 13-year-old. What's a 13-year-old doing and I don't know the details of the full story, but there's this 13-year-old who went to... What is a 13-year-old doing at an event with big people? Huh? Where are your parents? Please? Habibi, welcome to the show, Habibi. Never been here before. Love the name of the channel. Thank you very much. Habibi, I like that. Habibi. I take it you're Middle Eastern. Yeah, there's a Habibi tends to have that Middle Eastern flex to it. So yeah, welcome to the show. This is the Lunar Lounge Show with myself, Israel Adjozie. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment, looking at where the planets are, what we can expect over the next couple of weeks. Again, I'm still in two minds whether I'm going to be doing the show next week, Christmas. I don't know. But I will do a New Year. You see, the Lunar Lounge is going to land on next week, Wednesday, Christmas, and also the New Year. So I'll do a New Year one. Yeah. Got to look at the astrology of the New Year, right? And like I said, I've got a lecture that I'm going to be doing on the 29th of December. I keep plugging it. You want to get it now while you can. Because it's £15, it's going to be going up to £25. So you want to get it while you can now. Book in now. Book your space. I'm going to be doing a presentation on the 29th of December, 3 p.m. UK time, talking about the year 2025, planetary alignments, what we can expect, eclipses, all of that stuff. What is it that you can expect? Hey, Miss Johnson. Yeah, don't worry. I saw your text. I'm on it. Busy, you know. Fane is saying, in the year of the snake, a good one if you are an X and a Taurus. Really? Any ex-Tauruses out there? Make yourselves known. Okay. It is what it is. But yeah, so that's going to be on the 29th. So you want to get in on that. I may even put the link in the chat here so you can get the link and you can like sign up like straight away. Yeah, you guys need to sign up straight away. I don't know if I can put the link here on the Instagram, but I can try. Who knows? Always worth a try, I guess. So yeah, so I can put the link there so you guys can get signed up. But you're going to be seeing it all over the, for those of you who follow me on the social medias, it's all going to be all up there. So yeah. So yeah, I just posted it there in the chat. So yeah. So yeah, you're supposed to be able to get it. I don't know why is it that when I put stuff in the chat, you guys don't get it on the Instagram. You should get it on the Instagram. Don't know why that is. Why should that be? Yeah, anyway. Okay, welcome to the show, Yvette. How are you doing? The challenges this week for me is real. You're not the only one. Mercury's gone direct now, but we're still in that shadow period, aren't we? Let's not forget that. It's a funny one. But then there's always something mitigating, isn't there? It's never, as they say, every time is perfect, but at the same time, there's never a perfect time. Always remember that. We got to work with what we got. Yeah. Anywho. What's happening? What else has been in the news? Anything? Things have been, no, it's nothing else. What else is I was going to talk about? I swear I got some news the other day. Yeah, it skipped my mind, but I think I have it here. What was it? Some news that I saw the other day, which was quite was it political stuff? Got the boxing happening this week. Any of you watching the boxing? Tyson Fury, Usyk. Alexandra Usyk rematch. Oh, God, I'm on that. Anybody, don't call me on Saturday. Don't call me. Don't text. Don't call. Don't do nothing. Ain't happening. Yeah, I'm going to be fully engaged with that. I can't remember where I put this this piece of... I saw something that was a bit... Andrew Tate, what's this? Andrew Tate forced to pay $2 million over serial tax evasion. How much money are you earning if you've got to pay back $2 million? God. Some people got it. Jay-Z, Beyonce in a $1 billion hip hop empire in jeopardy. You see, it's the damage it's going to cause. Even if he doesn't go prison, even if he doesn't go down like P. Diddy, it's the damage it's going to do. It's already happening. Sponsors, all that lot, they're pulling out. They don't want nothing at all to do with them. Once allegations like that start coming around, once you start smelling of that thing, that's all it is. That's all it is. It does seem like the case is definitely falling apart. It's quite interesting. It's quite interesting. But their stuff's in they're in trouble. Let's put it that way. They're in trouble. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see how it goes. And Sutton tells me that there's gonna be more. Yeah. Sutton tells me that there's going to be more, but let's see how that goes. What else? Okay, let's go to the astrology. Let's see what's happening. Competition time later on. We got a winner. Listen, I was up. I was up yesterday night, as I am most nights. No rest for the wicked. And it was just interesting. I was just up. I was doing a bit of work, and then I thought, I was in front of the computer. I thought, no, I need to lie down. And I was kind of continuing the work on my phone, and the answers were just coming in like at midnight. Bang, 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 bang. I was like, oh man, you guys are on it. I'm telling you. The first four answers came in the first minute. In the first minute of Oh dear. What is happening here? Somebody's gonna be walking away with £30. Let's see who it is. I'll be announcing that later on, and I'll be giving you another question. But this question is gonna be for 2 weeks because I don't think there's gonna be a show. You ain't gonna be watching me on Christmas, man. Leave that stuff alone. Anywho, let's have a look at the chart of the moment. You know me, always fiddling around with my bits and bobs. The moon is in Leo, people. We have a Leo moon. Mm-hmm. We like it. Moon in Leo. Okay. Could get a bit fiery. Air is rising right about now. Okay, then. And the moon's next to Mars, too. Mars is still retrograde. Mercury's going direct. Thank God for that. We can start, moving a bit more forward. Okay, we've got Mars going retrograde, and Uranus going retrograde, and Jupiter going retrograde. But everyone else has gone direct now. Neptune's gone direct as well. We've got Chiron going direct, but not much. Well, I will hold my tongue there with Chiron. Not much happening with him. Not much aspects. But anyway, what is happening right now? What is happening? What can we see? What can we be looking forward to over the course of the next? We had a full moon the other day in Gemini. How do you feel? We've got a waning moon now. I was about to say waxing. The moon is waning right now, meaning that it's decreasing in light, which means that it's emptying out. So up until the next new moon, which is going to be on the 30th of December, this is a great time for releasing. You want to be releasing. This is the time now where you're cutting off stuff that allows you to be able to move on with the new year coming now. Get rid of all them, people who are no longer serving you, all those things that are no longer serving you, all the habits that are no longer serving you. Now's the time to get rid of them. And finito, goodbye. You got to go, right? Do it now. By the 30th of December, boom. Few days later, we step into the new year. You're fresh. You've offloaded the baggage. You've got rid of the stuff that's binding you and holding you back and weighing you down and frustrating you and inhibiting you and blocking you. You get rid of all that dead weight, and you can then start to move into 2025 with a greater peace of mind. Nothing's ever perfect. However, we can always better. We can always enhance. That is what life is all about. So, yippee. Let's look forward to that one. What else have we got? What else is happening here? Let's start looking. What are the aspects that are happening right now? Sun. I spoke about this last week, right? Sun square Neptune. Are you guys feeling that right now? It's exact right now. Today is exact. I spoke about that last week. Stay away from the alcohols. You know, I put an S on there. Alcohols. If there's ever such a word. But yeah, you want to be staying away from the alcohol with that one. Sun Neptune can bring a lot of confusion, can make things a bit foggy, needing to sort of like go with the flow. You got to be fluid. Neptune's a fluid planet. Yeah. Also as well, do be mindful. Sun Neptune makes things, we become more susceptible to viruses. Yeah. So watch out for that. Especially if you're somebody who has Sun Neptune in their chart, or somebody who is just naturally quite sensitive to, whether it's a virus, external stimuli, you want to be very mindful with that. And hence why stay away from any kind of drugs or, alcohol. And by the way, alcohol is a drug to some degree. What the drugs I'm talking about, I don't care if you want to say they're legal or illegal or otherwise, any kind of external stimuli, do be mindful. Sun Neptune can be a thing. However, great time for healing, great time for compassion, being compassionate, great time for healing aspects of your own life as much as others, great time for being helpful. So it's exact right now. So if you're feeling a little bit confused today, don't you worry. Sun square Neptune. What else do we have here? The sun will be moving into Capricorn very soon. Shout out to all you Sagittarius. How's your birthday been? Okay, let's go. What else is happening? I'm just looking here, trying to look for some. So the sun's going to move into Capricorn on the 21st of December. Of course, happy Yule, happy Saturnalia, happy winter solstice, happy Christmas. Because that's the original Christmas, by the way. I'll spill the beans if you didn't know. Christmas was originally December the 21st, when the sun moved into the sign of Capricorn. What happened is that the church did not want to be associated with the pagans. So they moved it 3 days forward, 4 days forward, and moved it to the 25th. Originally, it was the 21st. Yeah? So that's what it was. Because the original birth of Christ... Okay, let me keep my mouth shut. I don't want to feel like I'm attacking your religion in any kind of way, because I'm not. I'm just telling you this is the historical truth around it. But yeah. So happy Yule, happy Saturnalia, happy winter solstice. That will be on the 21st. So that's going to be this Saturday coming, which is quite fitting. The sun moving into Capricorn on a Saturday. Why? Because Saturday is ruled by the planet Saturn, Saturn's day, and Saturn rules Capricorn. Get it? Good match. Yeah, I'm feeling that one. I'll take that one. So the sun is going to move into... So again, it's the winter solstice. For us in the Northern Hemisphere, it's when we have the longest night and the shortest day, as opposed to when it's the summer solstice, when we have the longest day and the shortest night. That's for us in the Northern Hemisphere. People in the Southern Hemisphere will experience the total opposite. So people in the Southern Hemisphere will experience the longest day and the shortest night, while we'll get the opposite. So you get the gist. So we're going to have the winter solstice on December the 21st. Whoopee. Yes, we shall take that. And what else is going to be happening in and around that time? Trying to look for some aspects here. Not much going on. I'm keeping an eye out on that Mars-Pluto. We're talking about that in a moment. But what else is happening? So the sun's going to move into Capricorn, new season, new start. It's a cardinal, can be great for initiating new things. Mercury's also moving direct, which is also can be seen as quite good as well. So we're picking up, let's put it that way. But we are still in the shadow period. I mean, there's still going to be a few hiccups here and there, but let's see how that goes. And again, with the whole winter solstice, I'm going to be going all into all of that, what we can expect over the course of the beginning of the year 2025 in my presentation taking place on the 29th of December at 3 p.m. UK time. Sign up. For those of you here on the YouTube, in the comments. I've just put it. I put it there in the comments. The link, that is. I'll put it there again. But I believe it is there. Habibi, should be a good day for me then with Leo Moon, but guess I'll stay away from my mum today though. What are you like? Habibi, naughty, naughty. They say my grandchildren have been having vomiting viruses for the last 2 weeks now. Wow. They're just getting a bit better now. Oh, interesting. Sorry to hear that, Faye. I mean, Sun Neptune can have that, those kinds of effects, just make you very, you know. Yeah, it's quite cool. Leo Moon's quite good. Got a Leo Moon. Yeah. So that means you're having a lunar return, Habibi. Yeah, you're having a lunar return. We'll take that. Why not? Let's keep looking. What else is happening here? This is 21st. Any major aspects? Not really. Mercury's making his way back to making an opposition to Jupiter. He's also going to be squaring Saturn, right? So that starting from the 22nd, we could even say 21st, really. Mercury is going to start to square Saturn. Okay, so this is quite interesting. This is 23rd of December, 24th of December, 25th of December. When is it going to actualize this one? Let's have a look at this. Ooh, look at that one. Oh, that's a tight one, isn't it? So 25th, 26th of December. So on the 26th of December, Mercury is going to make an exact opposition to Jupiter. They are in mutual reception, so that could be a little bit helpful. But this is all about information. It's all about misinformation. It's about information overload. It's all about expansion of information, expansion of communication. Well, I suppose that's quite fitting for that time of the year anyway. The festive season is the time where we, yeah! Merry Christmas, happy festive season. Yeah, jolly, jolly. So there's lots of talk, I guess. But I'm not talking on that level. I'm talking on more international level, journalistic level. I did say we're likely going to be hearing something around that full moon also as well, Mercury going forward too. This is a big one. Mercury, Jupiter opposition. So a lot of information coming out, a lot of misinformation coming out. But also at the same time, both of them are squaring Saturn. Saturn's got them in a clutch. This is a time to get practical and pragmatic, people. So around the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, next week when I'm not going to be on the show, you want to be making sure that you're being very pragmatic. Shout out to Mason. Shout out to Pretty. Shout out to Alicia Insta. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show right here on Instagram. Really appreciate you being here. So watch out for that one, people. 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th. Time to get really be careful what you're listening to, who you're listening to, and also it's a great time to make ideas realistic, pragmatic. This is what I'm doing. Okay, exercise this. This is actually a great time for that with this Mercury-Jupiter opposition, both in square to Saturn. Yep. So watch out for that. Also, starting from that 22nd, 23rd, Venus is going to start to square Uranus. We're having Venus square Uranus. This is to do with our spending, our values. Can also affect our relationships as well. It's Venus, right? Our social life. Quick changes could be quite erratic during that time. Watch out for erratic spending. Yeah, I know many of you always are waiting for that Boxing Day sales. Yeah, I'm not saying don't do no sales. Of course, there's going to be good bargains. There's always good bargains, I guess. But you know what it's like. They're just clearing off the old stock, clearing off the old stock, so that they can have space to, for the new stock to come in 2025. So I know a lot of you are going for those bargains on Christmas Day. But do watch that, because that can be quite a bit erratic in terms of spending and things of that nature. That's Venus square Uranus. Venus square Uranus also can be about bringing something new into the area of your relationship life. For those of you who are in relationships, for those of you who are not in relationships, this is a moment where you need to do something different. You need to experiment. You need to be experimental. Venus, Uranus. Try something new. Uranus is about that breath of fresh air. Yeah? So do it. And it's a square. So it's going to be a little bit challenging. It's going to be something that likely takes you out of your, you know, comfort zone. But the good thing about it is that Uranus is in Venus sign. And Venus is also in Uranus's sign as a co-ruler, anyway, or affiliation, let's say. So there's a reception there. Because Venus is the ruler of Taurus, where Uranus is. Did you hear me say Uranus is? Uranus or Uranus. Take your pick. But yeah, that's the Venus Uranus square. Yeah, so that's going to be starting from the. That actually perfects on. So on the 26th, we got the Mercury Jupiter, both squaring Saturn, and on the 27th/28th is where we're getting the exact Venus-Uranus square. Okay? Mind you, I'm keeping an eye on Mr. Mars here, moving more slowly with it, with fiery intent, with fire in the belly, moving closer to that opposition to Pluto. Tensions are building. Right, people, be mindful. What else have we got? So this is 28th. So 27th, 28th, we got the Venus, Uranus, okay? Surprise. You may get a surprise from your ex. Who knows? What else is happening? Also, with this Venus-Uranus square, those of you who are Taurus rising, Libra rising, and Pisces rising, yeah, watch out for that. That's your planet. And maybe even Taurus suns and Libra suns. Yeah, you want to be watching out for that Venus-Uranus, how that's going to be taking place. For those of you who are Aries rising and Virgo rising, need to really be mindful in terms of your spending around this time, from the 22nd to the 28th of December. From the 22nd to the beginning of the new year, to New Year's Day, you want to be mindful of your spending, because Venus is going to be squaring Saturn. So if you're Aries rising or Virgo rising, be mindful, because Venus rules your second house, which is the house of money, and you guys are likely going to go berserk. Coolio, watch out for that, people. What else? 29th. What's happening on the 29th? Not much. Mercury starting to separate. People, for those of you, and I suppose many of you are actually going to be doing that. Shout out to Pfizer. Welcome to the show. 26th, isn't it? But it's going to be there on the 25th. I suppose many of you who may be traveling to go and see loved ones, want to spend time with your friends and family. Watch out. Anybody who's traveling around 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th of December, watch it. Why? Mercury's square to Saturn. Delays. Yeah? Being inhibited. So watch it around that time. But again, after so 26 is going to be like the peak. 27th is going to be the peak where we're going to have an exact Mercury Saturn square. Yeah. A lot of miscommunication, difficulties in expressing ourselves communication wise, can be difficulties or restrictions around travel, delays around travel, delays with telecommunications, delays with post delivery, delays in flights, all of that kind of stuff are things that are likely to be heightened during this particular phase. But it becomes exact. So watch out for that, especially for, I'd say, Christmas Day, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, you want to be watching out for. So do watch out for that. Pfizer saying, I missed 24th. My birthday is on the 24th. I missed the 24th. Did I miss the 24th? You missed the 24th. You missed me saying about the 24th. No, yeah, I'm just saying in terms of the planetary alignments that are going to be happening on the 24th. So Mercury is going to be squaring Saturn. So, yeah, be watching out for communication. But it peaks on the 27th is when it peaks. But it's going to be starting from that 23rd, 24th, but 25th is really in the firing zone. So watch how you're traveling around that time, people. What else is happening here? But Mercury starts to separate. From the 27th, he starts to separate from the square, but it's still there. So even on the 28th, there's still the Mercury square Saturn. 29th. What else is happening? Do we have anything happening here? No. 29th. On the 30th of December, we have a new moon in the sign of Capricorn. In the sign of Capricorn. We've got a new moon in the sign of Capricorn, people. I think that's really good, insofar as that new moons are about new beginnings. And it's interesting how this new moon is just kind of creeping in just before the new year, just like 2 days before the new year. Bang, we start off, you know, with that waxing moon. Really good. Good start to 2025, is it not? And while I'm at it, I'm going to plug again. I did say that there is going to be a presentation, which I'm going to be giving on the 29th of December. People, book your spaces. On the 29th of December, £25. However, at the moment, it's £15 if you grab it quick. I'm going to be giving a presentation. And even if you can't make it or you can't stay all the way through, the recording will be available to you that you can watch anytime. And I'm going to be talking about all the events, planetary alignment events, big events, what we can look out for in 2025, giving you the tips, your do's and don'ts, what to invest in, what not to invest in, things to do all in 2025, how it's going to be affecting various zodiac signs also as well, because we've got big shifts. Saturn, Jupiter, all of them changing sign, Uranus changing sign, Neptune changing sign. We've got eclipses coming up. So all of that, I'm going to be talking about 2025, what we can be looking at on the mundane level, political level, what's, you know, where the pros and cons. All of that I'm going to be sharing on the 29th of December at 3 p.m. UK time. Thought I'd just plug that in. Get in there. For those of you who are on the YouTube right now, I've put in the link there in the box. So yeah. Shout out to LaDonna. Welcome to the show. Yvette saying it needs to peak and clear by the 29th. Yeah, it does start to clear by the 29th. Yeah, he starts moving on, but I mean, he's still there, but he's waning. It's definitely a lot lighter by the 29th, 30th. But on the 30th, we got that new moon in Capricorn, new energy, Capricorn, stern, earthy, get in there, baby, put in the work. Yeah, so that's what that's all about. But that's good. It's a great, it's a nice grounding new moon. So yeah, and I think it's coming at a very good time as well. 9 degrees, not really making any aspects. Could say, it's not really making much aspects, to be quite honest. It is what it is. It does happen like that. So that will be on the 30th of December. So we got the new moon in Capricorn. On the 31st of December, what do we have? The last day of the year. Any major aspects? No, we got the Jupiter-Saturn. That's going back and forth. We've had that. I'm going to be talking about that also as well in my lecture for next year, because the square that they're going to have next year is really important. And that's going to be the last one since they... I'm going to be giving you insights in that. I'm going to be telling you what to invest in. Make sure you're there. So the Jupiter Saturn is there. Expansion and contraction, I guess. What else have we got? Nothing on that 31st. Not much aspects happening. However, we are finishing the year with this Mars opposing Pluto. Explosive. And that's going to be there in the new year, isn't it? Oh, 1st of January. Now, this is interesting. On the 1st of January, we're going to have Mars opposing Pluto. And look who's there, the moon. It's going to be on a Wednesday. So I'm going to be doing my New Year's Lunar Lounge podcast. I'm not going to go too much into it now, but woohoo! Let's watch this space. Put it that way. Mars-Pluto opposition is really about explosion. When I say explosion, I don't mean it in the bomb sense or literal sense. I'm talking symbolically, I'm talking figuratively, I'm talking, allegorically. There's a pressure building up there. Something wants to release. Something wants to, Mars, Pluto, really powerful energy here. And the moon is going to trigger that all at 1 degree. Yeah? Pluto's going to be at 1 degree. Mars is going to be at 1 degree. And of course, the moon is going to come. So watch out for New Year's Day. It's going to be quite an interesting one. We're starting off 2025 with a bang, people, with a bang. So you want to, get in on there. What else? I think that's about it. Not much there to say. And I'll be doing a show on the 1st of Jan, letting you know what the month of January and the year 2025 is looking like, or the beginning of the year 2025 is looking like. However, if you do want to know what 2025 is going to be looking like, do sign up to the presentation that I'm going to be giving. And there is the link again in the chat. That will be the last one. I think I've plugged it enough. That I'm going to be doing on the 29th of, let's get back to the screen. I'm going to be doing, so before we go to competition time, or shall we go to competition time and then, I don't know, do I do the plugs before or after competition time? I don't know. Let's do competition time first. Quite excited about this competition time. I'm going to the answers right now. The question last week I asked was, what planet rules blacksmiths? What planet rules blacksmiths? Okay. And the answers came thick and fast. And you know what? On some level, this question kind of has two answers in a sense. So what I will say is, all of you who answered, you answered pretty much correct. However, there can only be one winner. Yeah. Who came in first? Well, I've got it all here in terms of who came in first. Yeah, you won't be able to see that, but it's a bit hard to, the light, I guess. Anywho, Matt came in first. Christian, you came in second. Wayne. Oh, God. Wayne came in third. Yvette came in fourth. Surya came in fifth. I mean, Amir. Is it Amir? I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Please forgive me if I'm not. Amir. Yeah, it is Amir, isn't it? I don't know. Amir, you came in. Yeah, I mean, you're all correct. Even though the answer is Mars. Wayne, you said Saturn. Saturn also does rule blacksmiths as well, actually. There's an aspect of blacksmiths that is ruled by Saturn. So, yeah, but, I mean, you didn't come in first. It is what it is. Max, you are the winner. The answer is Mars. Well done. All the first four, Max, Christian, Wayne, and Yvette, all came in on bang 0000. What splitted you was seconds. I literally saw them coming in like that when I was on my phone. So it's quite interesting. Yeah, I know, right, Wayne? I literally saw the answers coming in like that. But you did say Saturn, but it is Saturn does rule blacksmiths. But is the main answer actually is Mars. Mars is the one that rules blacksmiths. Heat, man. You're working with that heat. Anything with heat like that, you've got to, it's very Martian, you know what I mean? So Max, congratulations. £30 on the way to you. Can buy a drink for Christmas, I guess. Coolio. I just had the question. What I want to ask for this week. I've got the question. It escaped my mind there for a moment. Mine went a bit blank. Wayne says, I'm setting my phone for 1 minute earlier. You got to set it like, you got to be there. Like, what it is, yeah, you kind of got to watch that clock ticking down, and then you got to send it on that second, like, bam, like, you know what I mean? Make sure you got that quick internet as well, that quick Wi-Fi. What is it I was going to say? Question for next week. People, if you're listening for the first time, I ask a question. It's the first person who answers me next week, Wednesday. Although there's not going to be a show next week, Wednesday. More than likely, there's not. First person, and it's at midnight, UK time. So do adjust your clocks to wherever you are on the planet. Midnight, UK time, next week, Wednesday. First person who answers gets £30. I might do a new, I'm going to announce it on the new year, aren't I? Yeah, I'm going to announce it on the new year. Okay, I believe the one for the first, okay, so the new year's one, not this one, but the one on the new year, the question I'm going to answer that one, the money's going up. So, yeah, stay tuned, people. The question this week is, pay close attention. If Saturn is at 18 degrees of Cancer and the Sun is at 17 degrees of Pisces, is Saturn oriental or occidental in position? Did you get that? Did you get that? Did you get that? If Saturn is at 18 degrees of Cancer and the Sun is at 17 degrees of Pisces, is Saturn Oriental or Occidental. First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight, UK time, gets £30. For those of you who are listening to the recording, the email where to send the answer to is thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. For those of you who are watching right now, the email is on your screens right now, thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. You answer me next week, Wednesday, midnight UK time. If Saturn is at 18 degrees of Cancer and the Sun is at 17 degrees of Pisces, is Saturn Oriental or Occidental in his position? Please let me know. And send in the answers. Coco Brown, I got a call last week towards the end of your stream, so I had to go. If you get time, could you please say a few words about mistakenly using the ABC method when reading charts that you mentioned? Coco Brown saying, I don't even know them terms. Okay, I will come back to that question. Good question. I'm gonna answer that one. So it's the same question here that you've done here. Denny Luna Visions, where do we send the answer? You send it to that email that's on the screen right now. TheLunaLoungePodcast@gmail.com. TheLunaLoungePodcast@gmail.com. That's where you send the answer to. First person at midnight UK time. So if you're not in the UK, please adjust your clocks. It's the first one. If you send it 1 minute before midnight, you don't get in. It's from that clock, which is midnight. Boom. First email which comes in with the correct answer, you get £30 sent over to you. So, yeah. Coco Brown, in regards to your question, ABC astrology was a kind of way when astrology started to become more popular, especially in the early 1900s, when it started to become more publicized in newspapers, magazines, and so on and so forth. It kind of grew out of we could say a school of thought in a way, but it was a way to try and make astrology more accessible. So what certain astrologers started to do, or a method that started to become developed, was they started equating planets, signs and houses as the same. So in astrology, we have the 12 houses, you got the 12 zodiac signs, you got the planets that are ruling them, everything. So the first house was connected with the first zodiac sign, Aries, and connected with Mars. And they would use keywords to describe the same thing. So the first house was, somebody who's very Aries-like and very energetic and very, you know, impatient. And the same was for Aries and the same was for Mars. And Taurus, you know, second house, second zodiac sign, Taurus, Venus. So that was... So this is where this idea of Taurus is connected on a collective. Yes, you can maybe get away with it, but not on an individual. This thing of Taurus being money. You see, the second house is the house of money. Taurus is not, you know. So that's where that came from. So the third sign was Gemini. So the third house is Gemini. Fourth house is, you know, with some of them, you can kind of get away with a little bit. There's some of them, there are some crossovers. But no, the houses are totally different. Houses are different from the zodiac signs. Planets are different from, they are different. They serve different principles. Yes, they are linked because every zodiac sign has a ruler and stuff. Yeah, and there's a reason why it has a ruler, but there is a system here. And so it was kind of like an ABC, we call it the ABC astrology. And it was a way to kind of easily digest the kind of, so people think, oh, seventh house, seventh zodiac sign, Libra, you know, they can, so that's where they connect these, some of these, associations and connections to it. And this is where over the years, you start to hear of certain words that they're used to describe zodiac signs, which are really for the houses and vice versa, or for the planet that rules that sign. So that's what the ABC astrology essentially is about. And it can make your chart interpretation very messy. Yeah. I struggle to put down the ABC method regarding the zodiac. Yeah, because it does make it easier to understand it. I get it, because a lot of astrologers are against, will kind of like victim. You can get the sense of, oh yeah, it's and still even in Vedic astrology they still use a lot of these concepts. They say, oh, that's the house of Libra. It's like, what? That's the seventh house. Like, they don't equate it to Libra. Libra is different. It's a zodiac sign. You can't expect signs with houses. They're two completely different things. They serve two different purposes. So, yeah. And it can make interpretation quite, quite messy, actually. So that's what it is. But yeah, a lot of people, that's how they, that's why, if you do a course or whatever, they'll tend to kind of let you know which one's which, so you don't do it. But it was just kind of like an easy method. And very often on the internet or on social media, that's what they use. They will use that because it's easy for people to get and to digest it. So, but it's kind of, yeah, misinformative. So yeah, it does work on some kind of level, but yeah, doesn't get you too far. What up next? Tarot card of the week. But before I go into the tarot card of the week, I'm gonna plug my announcement. People, you've got what, 12 days left? I'm just putting it out there. All my courses are going to literally or near enough double in price. Get them now. The astrology course is on the way. All my courses, you have lifetime access to them, recordings to them, reading materials to them. They're also constantly getting updated also as well. New stuff gets uploaded every week. We have live classes every week also as well. As a matter of fact, on the Tuesday class, two classes every day. Two. Get one at 12:30 p.m., one at 6 p.m. So depending on your time zones, you can also adjust to that as well. So, sign up right now. You want to get in there. Like I said, there's a 20, I think it might even be 25%, but there's a discount definitely going on there right now. But that is going to stop on the 1st of January. Like, it's literally been, I spoke to somebody who's working on, and it's like, they've said, yeah, 1st of January, boom. All of them are. So get in there while you can. Also, people, on the 29th of December, I'm giving a talk, presentation, where I'm going to be talking about 2025. What is going to, planetary shifts, who is it going to be affecting, how to utilize it. I'm going to be giving you tips, what to be looking at, what to be, investing in, what to be spending your money on, those kind of things. We'll be looking also at particular countries, what's going to be happening, of course, the big countries, of course. U.S. is going to be swearing in a new president. All countries around the world now have got pretty much new leaders now. What does 2025 look like? Is it, is it a downer? Is it an upper? Is it, very often it's a combination between the two, but we're going to be looking at that. Looking at Saturn, looking at Jupiter, because they're all going to be switching signs next year. some of them temporarily, some of them are coming back into the sun. So we've got big stuff. Pluto's now in Aquarius. Who is that really affecting? What countries, what nations, what kind of thing is it affecting? What zodiac sign people is it affecting? All of that we're going to be looking at. Again, going to be giving this talk on the 29th of December at 3 p.m. UK time. So if you're interested, do hit me up. You're good. For those of you following me on the social media, you're going to be seeing the posts. I'm going to be posting, I think some of the posts have actually even gone out, but there's going to be a lot more. I'm going to be pushing that. So yeah, get on it. It's £25, but for now it's £15. So get it while you can before it shoots up to £25. So it's £15. You'll also have access to the recording afterwards as well. So yeah, watch out for that. We're also going to be looking at the numerology of 2025 also as well. What does that entail? What can we expect from that? And we're also going to be looking at the Chinese aspect of the 2025, because we're moving into the year of the serpent, year of the snake. So we're going to be looking at that too. How is that going to be impacting the world? I believe Donald Trump is a snake. Yeah, he was born in the snake year. So it's going to be interesting. Sign up. There's going to be a free introduction to numerology. There's going to be a free introduction to numerology. That's going to be taking place on the 28th. It's absolutely free. Again, for those of you following me on the socials, you're going to be seeing that. I'm going to give you the link, everything. But you can always hit me up also as well on my email. I will put it up there right now. That's it there at the bottom. Yeah. You see it there at the bottom. And while I'm at it, I could also put it up here as well. There we go. sacredplanets@gmail.com. You can always email me there for any inquiries or for any information, updates, links, all of that stuff. Hit me up. That's the email where you can get me on. sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com. That's the website at the bottom. That's the website that's actually at the bottom. So make sure you hit me up with any of the emails or any inquiries. What is going to be happening? Yeah, so there's a free introduction to numerology taking place on the 28th of December, right? Free introduction. And then on the 4th of January, kicking us off, I'm starting my numerology course. If you want to know about how numbers work in your life, and I'm going to be teaching you from various perspectives, Pythagorean, Chaldean, Vedic, they are different numerology systems. A lot of people don't know that. I'm going to be taking you, you're going to learn all of them. It's going to be a 10 to 12 week course. I repeat, 10 to 12 week course. So or again, you're going to have access to all the recordings, all the previous classes, all the reading material. Everything will be uploaded. Once you sign up, you have your own portal, set up your password. You can log in anytime and watch it at any time, right? Providing you've got a good internet connection, you plug straight in. So somebody's asking me here, Alicia's asking, can you put it here? Can I put what there? I don't know why when I leave something in the comment, why it doesn't go there. That's quite interesting. All right. Okay. Let me see what I can do. I will put it there. Give me a moment. I'll put it there in the Instagram. Which link are you talking about in particular, though? Were you talking about the... I take it you're talking about maybe the let me see. I will try and get that and try and send it over to you. Let me see. Do I have it here? No. Okay. All right, cool. Sugar. You may have to just watch the one of the posts. No, it's not there. Okay, bear with me a moment while I do my bits and bobs, and I will actually I'll send it to you right now. In a momento I will send it in the chat for you guys on Instagram. How about that? So it should be coming up soon. What else did I want to say? Okay, so we're starting off the year with a numerology course. So for those of you who are interested, please let me know. It's going to be 10 to 12 weeks. Astrology's on the way. Tarot is going to be starting. Beginners, tarot will be starting first week in January. You're going to be seeing notifications and adverts for that. And for those of you on intermediate level who have done my beginners, ready for the next level, the intermediate level is going to be starting as well, roughly about the same time. So do watch out for that. Where is this email? Why is it taking so long? Okay, bear with me a moment and I'll post it for you guys. I'll post you the link on the Insta. Insta's not very good with I don't know. Let's see. What's that? What's happening here? God, it didn't even send. No wonder. Bloody useless. Mercury, man. Stop doing your thing. Okay. Where do we find the recordings of your streams? They are deleted from YouTube. No way. Really? Is that true? People, no. They cannot be deleted from YouTube. No way. They're there. They're on YouTube. They are on YouTube. Guarantee they are on YouTube. They are on YouTube. They must be. Okay, so I'm about to... Okay, so I've just posted there for you guys on Instagram. That's it there. That's for my talk on the 29th. That's for my talk on the 29th. That's the link for the post on that one. No, they are not deleted on YouTube, Coco Brown. If you go to my YouTube channel, they are there. I just saw it yesterday. Yeah, they are there. Deleted? Hell no. I couldn't find the last live. Yeah, it's there. Yeah, it's there. The live, when I finish recording this, it goes up literally. It goes up on the YouTube channel. It goes up about 5-10 minutes afterwards. So by 2 o'clock today, this live should be up on there. Yeah. For those of you who are on the Instagram, that's the link that I just posted there is the link to be able to sign up to my presentation talk on 2025 on the 29th of and also when you come to that as well, I'll probably be plugging all other stuff too. But like I said, from January 1st up on beyond, the prices are going up. You want to get in there now while you can. Palmistry is already on the way. There's going to be another palmistry course that's going to be starting. That's probably going to be starting beginning of February. For those of you who want to know how to read the palms, how to understand palmistry. But numerology, that's going to be starting on the 4th of January. Want to know about the power of numbers? Yeah. And basically, it's also via on the Zoom platform in terms of the liveness is on the Zoom. So you can connect from anywhere in the world, provided you've got decent internet. And then, like I said, the recordings are also there. You get the reading materials. You get lifetime access to any of the courses which I do. Lifetime access to every single one of them. So you can go back, learn again at your own pace. So, yeah, hit me up if you need to send me an email, sacredplanets@gmail.com. Go to the website www.sacredplanets.com. But that's the link that I've put there in the chat for any of you guys who wish to attend to the talk or the presentation on the 29th, talking all about the new year. I'm going to have to working on separate on the two. I'm going to have to work on separating the two. Okay, yeah. Don't worry. Sign up to my courses, man. I'll show you how to separate the two. Where do we find recordings of? So they're there. The old Lunar Lounge are there, but they are months ago. Oh, I think I found them. You found them. It must be. They're there, man. They're there. The new ones are there. They are there. Have a look. Okay. It's that time of the week before we come to the end of the show. It's the tarot card of the week, man. So about that time, let's have a nice shuffle and let's see what card is going to be coming out for us today. What we can expect. And then we gotta get on with our day, correct? Okay, so I'm just shuffling the cards here. Let's pull out a card. Let's see. And remember, this one's going to be taking us into the new year. So what do we got? Whoa. We got the Hierophant. We'll take that. We'll take a bit of wisdom. We got the Hierophant card. That is the card of the week. The Hierophant. This Pope-like looking figure. What is the message? The message is we need to seek higher knowledge. The Hierophant is a card which is advising us to seek guidance. We need to seek higher knowledge for somebody who is in a field of expertise, a mentor, a priest, a priestess, a healer, an astrologer, maybe. Either way, and it doesn't necessarily even have to, it could also be somebody, could be a counselor, a therapist. It could be even some, you know, it could be a mechanic, maybe something on your car, but someone who's an expert in some kind of field to get some kind of advice. But whatever that advice is, it's something that is allowing us to move to a higher principle. Now, this card is also telling us that we need to compromise. There's something about this card is about compromising. That's why we need to seek some wisdom, because it's through that wisdom we're like, ah, okay, we can give and take a little bit, you know, because there's something very traditional, hardcore about this card, maybe a little bit dogmatic. It's connected to your beliefs. Beliefs, sometimes we get fixed in a particular belief system, or we have faith in something and we get stuck there. And it's through wisdom that we are allowed, or we can see perhaps maybe the bigger picture. That is what this card essentially is about. So people, over the course of the next 2 weeks, seek wisdom, seek answers. Do not be afraid to go to your counselor, your therapist, your priest, if you have one, if you're of that doctrine or that religion, but somebody who you know for sure is solid. You can, you know, get some advice. You can, you know, and who can give you some wisdom and perhaps maybe allow you to see things from a different perspective, again, to kind of bring in that compromise. That is what this card is about. So that's what the Hierophant is telling us. We need to be wise. We need to seek higher wisdom, inner wisdom, because we need to grow. Hierophant. Time to step into that higher mind. People, I am done for the day. I want to thank each and every single one of you, all your wonderful comments, all your wonderful inputs. This is, well, essentially, it's the last one of 2024. It's the last one of 2024. I might have to come here next week on Christmas. Could you imagine? I can't even make a quick. I could actually, you know. Oh, I don't know. I might do a little Christmas thing. I might do a Christmas thing next week. Watch out. I might do a Christmas thing. I might just come on for a little quick and just say a quick hello. And, you know, I don't know. Let's see. But if not, I'm definitely doing one on the 1st. Will be a New Year special. We'll be looking at that. Again, for those of you attending the lecture, on the 29th of December. Sign up now while you can. It's only £15. Yeah. What else? That's about it. People, I want to thank you. Those of you who listen to this show, download the show, I really, really, seriously, very thankful. People, keep subscribing. Tell your friends to tell a friend to tell their friends to keep hitting that subscription button, man. Keep liking this show. It's growing very well. Got an email from YouTube the other day. Show's like going good. More hours are being watched. People are listening. Really, really appreciate that, people. I really do. Let's keep growing bigger and better. We're going into 2025, bigger and better. More people subscribing, more people liking. Keep spreading the word. Let the show keep growing. Can't do it without you guys, so I'm very, very much appreciated. All you guys who lock in through Instagram, I'm actually going to be changing my platform. You know, I'm not going to mention no names, but you still be seeing me, right? Okay, you still be seeing me live. It is what it is. People, thank you for your support all throughout the year 2024. I started this 2023. Merry Christmas, merry festive season, happy Yule, happy Saturnalia. Looking forward to seeing you guys in the happy new year. Happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa. Whatever it is that you're celebrating, have a happy one. Whatever festive you are celebrating, have a happy one. And I definitely look forward to seeing you guys in the new year, of course. How can I not? On that note, I think I am done. I think so. I'm done. Thank you, Denny, Luna Visions, and Alicia, all of you guys, Coco Brown, Pfizer, all of them, too many names, Fane, The Art of Astrology, Yvette, Faye, all of you guys, man, Miss Johnson, Wayne, LaDonna, you guys, Habibi, man, with your Leo moon. Yeah, thank you for being here. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll be back in a few weeks. Well, I might be back next week. I don't know. Might come with a surprise there. Might come with a Uranian surprise. Let's see how it goes. Watch out. Let's see. On that note, people, listen, thank you very much. Thank you for your support. Really appreciate it. Couldn't have done it without you guys. I'll be back, more than likely, in 2 weeks' time. You have been listening to the one and only Luna Lounge with myself, Israel Ability. People, have a great couple of weeks. Have a great festive season. My name is Israel Josie. You're listening to the Luna Lounge, and I am out.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The hit makers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The hit makers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.